Firstly, Catherine is a fantastic candidate, and she very much was an independent candidate, but very much set out her stall and answered questions fully in that as well, and I think that's very important, and people engage with that. And I think Catherine doesn't specialise in politician speak, which basically is saying nothing for as long as possible, and and people really respected that, and I think that was huge. And also as well, then what's vitally important is the way that the left wing parties amalgamated and came together and worked together in this campaign. Right across Donegal, we had Sinn Féin, the Redress Group, Independent, all working together to make sure that the word would be got out there, and it paid off.
Do you think this is a bit of a wake-up call after the last general election or previous general elections, that if really either Fianna Fáil or Fine Gael are to be out of power, at a general election, it's going to require the same level of cooperation?
Well, I think this campaign has shown that works. And we're heading into a very strong period now where history will be made in this country, where for the first time ever, Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael will be out of power. And this election has shown how that can be achieved. And I think that's huge, and that's something that everybody can work towards and make sure that it happens at the next general election. You know, a lot has been said over the last while about the presidential elections don't mean much in terms of the overall scheme of things. But if you look at over the last number of years, how the presidential elections have influenced things, have changed. And so I think this presidential election is going to be very significant. We have the highest winning margin ever in the history of the state, and we'll also see a huge change at the next general election.
Okay. What do you, and last question, what do you make of the 11-ish% spoiled vote here in Donegal?
It's quite high, and a lot of it was Maria Steen and stuff like that there as well, you know, and that's, it's probably the satisfaction amongst the people with the right tendencies right across the county. In a general election, that figure would be taken up by some of the candidates that would be up here.
But the fact that people felt motivated enough, they felt there wasn't a candidate for them, but did come out, 6,000 plus according to the tally so far. I mean, it's significant. It can't be ignored if we really truly believe in democracy.
Oh yeah, it can't be ignored, but that doesn't mean that you pander to their needs and pander to their policies and stuff like that there. Yeah. What it means is that their policies obviously don't recognise or aren't significant. I mean, obviously they've got a big turnout in the spoiled votes here, but it's not significant in the overall scheme of things. And the way to actually defeat the far right and defeat those far right votes and far
right
votes is actually by putting up a proper candidate who actually will stand up for what it really means for people, and that's the way to do it.
Okay, we'll tease that out a little bit more in